Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Pia Grunewald. I am a project officer from All Digital, and I'm really happy to be here at FOSDEM. It's my second year here, and my first year doing a presentation. And the reason why I'm doing this is to talk about our project on open adult education. In terms of open adult education, I should be clear that I'll give an introduction about our network and what we do. But in terms of adult education, we focus on upskilling and reskilling adults with little or no skills to be ready for the digital transformation. Just about what we do, so at All Digital, we support about 43% now of Europeans with insufficient digital skills. And we are an organization that started from the grassroots up. So we were founded a little bit over than 10 years ago by organizations based in cities like here in Brussels. We have Florian here with us today, who represents one of our member organizations, but we have member organizations all across Europe that work with really bridging the digital skills gap with excluded, disenfranchised communities. And they decided to form the organization after realizing that there's much challenges to be had at the European level on the bridging the digital skills gap. So they formed us in terms of, originally we were called Telecenter Europe, and now we changed the name to All Digital. We have different focus areas in terms of basic digital skills, employability and entrepreneurship, coding, digital media literacy, and STEAM skills for society. And a lot of the projects we do are Erasmus projects, some Horizon projects in doing these areas. Now, going to open adult education, I'll actually go to this slide here. So in 2017, in our member surveys, we realized there were a few challenges in that our members needed to find new approaches to teaching basic digital skills to different cohorts across the population. So it needed to be more modular and adaptable to address immediate needs. And we also wanted to take into account more mobile and open source, free and open source technologies and solutions. I'm sure, as you probably are aware, a lot of the digital inclusion sector got a lot of support from proprietary organizations, and that support has been cut a lot. But also proprietary organizations propose a big challenge for disenfranchised communities, because you're locking people into a software right from the get.